This is Danny. Man, it's so awesome every time I hear these intros for this conference call. I don't know why, but it constantly floors me that all of us get to meet on the phone at the same time and that you guys actually want to be on this call. It just totally blows my mind. But anyway, listen, I just want to welcome all of you who have been on this call faithfully every single week since the first time that we started these calls back in August. And I also want to welcome all of you who are here on the call for the very first time. And I also want to say hello to you who are eavesdropping on this call that are actually my competitors. We've had some tape orders that we've been able to track that are our competitors checking out what I'm doing. So I think that's a good sign. Anyway, especially I heard one woman actually confess that this was her very first call. Fawn, I want to personally welcome you to this call, and I want to encourage you to take notes, and I encourage you to be on the call forever. I mean, every week that we do this, I encourage you to be on, and I hope and pray that you get out of tonight what you had called in for. So for the rest of you, faithful, faithful, faithful people to me, thank you so much for being on this. Tonight we're going to talk about a totally different topic, something you have not yet heard, and for some of you, this will be old stuff. For some of you, brand spanking new stuff for you. And then for others of you, you're going to have to figure out how this will actually apply to your personal business, because some of your businesses are so completely automated that you've taken the personal touch out. And if that is the kind of business that you're running, this is what I want to say to you. Beware, because when the storms hit your business, the only thing that sustains your business are the relationships that you built with your people, both your customers and also your distributors. And so that's how come I believe in relational marketing. I believe in emotional communication. And the reason is because that's what develops a long-lasting relationship. I mean, you don't see long-lasting relationships built just through automated systems. It doesn't happen that way. People are looking for a personal touch. And that's where I come into play for you and your business, and that is to building a long-term, substantially large business that's going to stand the test of time. Now, how do I know how to do that? Hello? I have been through some major storms, tornadoes, blizzards, you name it, man, I have been through it. I started in this industry at 19, young and stupid, no education at all. That was when I first went to my very first presentation. It took me 3 months to actually get started. In the meantime, I had turned 20. I finally signed my application, failed for the first 6 months, and then went to a training seminar that I could not afford. And I needed to fly to, and that I needed to pay for the actual training itself. Had every excuse in the book not to go because, number one, I didn't think I'd get anything out of it. Number two, I didn't have the money for any part of it. And number three, I knew that if I didn't learn something, that I would have failed at it anyway. And so I actually got over all of my wimpy, whiny, wishy-washy little excuses, and I actually dug deep down inside of myself, and I said, I'm giving it one last shot. And I went to that training seminar, my whole life changed completely and dramatically. I wound up making $4,000 the first 8 days out of that training seminar. What changed? Well, the product didn't change, the marketing plan didn't change, the state didn't change, the city didn't change. Nothing else changed other than the fact that I got specialized knowledge from a multimillionaire, and I did everything he told me to do. And so, and that's what I did. And so everything changed after that. Then wound up within 5 months getting my check up to a $20,000 monthly check, which, by the way, this is 1989. That's a long, long time ago. And so don't do any adding to figure out how old I am. Anyway, I made a lot of money in a short period of time, then wound up running off and getting married to some guy who wound up draining my bank account, stealing my business, maxing out my credit cards, and leaving me with a $35,000 debt, totally homeless, living on a beach in Hawaii. And the reason why I'm telling you this, and the reason why I tell you this every week, and I pray to God that you do not get numb to where I was. I hope you don't get numb to where I started. Because if you ever get numb to that story, there's something wrong with your neurological system that's connected to your mental and emotional state. Because I hope that every time you hear that story, it makes you sit there and say, dang it, what's my excuse? What's wrong with me? I need to do the same thing. I need to step up and step up my commitment and step up my focus and step up my faith just as this broke cocktail waitress who was living out of her car did. And so if this broke cocktail waitress could take the skills that she learned the year before, which had everything to do with building relationships with specialized knowledge and network marketing, I'm not talking about the basics, I'm talking specialized professional knowledge, and turn that into $250,000 income within 12 months. In fact, when I had gotten started in that nutrition business, after being a homeless cocktail waitress, 50 pounds overweight, within actually my very first month as in a qualified position, broke all their international records, broke all of their international records every single month for 12 straight months. And so if I can do that, so can you. And it's not because I'm great. Trust me, I was an uneducated girl from a small, tiny little town in Northern California with no dreams, no goals, no vision, no purpose, no nothing. And God put me in this business to give me that purpose, that vision, that focus, that faith, that everything that exists inside of me today. And so, again, I am just a small town girl with five children, still in my 30s, who has made millions. I made my first million by the time I was 23, went on to make several more over the next 7 years after that. And so, if I can do it, so can you. That is not to say that the way I did it is going to be the way you do it, or in the same opportunity, obviously not. But it is to say that it is possible, and that all things are possible for those who choose to believe in the God that puts you on this earth, and if you trust Him, and you take these steps by faith that I'm going to give you tonight, and the steps that I will give you at First Steps to Success in Reston, Virginia, coming up on November 8th and 9th, I promise you, your success will dramatically change your life. Okay, so this is what the title of the call is for tonight. It's not about you. And underline it, write it in big bold print. It's not about you. It's about them. And see, what we're going to do is I'm going to teach you tonight how to create a win-win for your new distributors. You see, the focus here is going to be, what do you do with a new person when you get them started? What's the best foot to start them off on when they get started in their business? Now, I'm going to give you a series of things that I do when I get a brand new person started in my personal business. Okay, so I hope you got lots of paper and pen because I'm going to fire away at you guys. And by the way, for those of you that are new on the call, I talk really fast and really loud when I get excited. So this call will actually be available to you on the internet, on my website, DannyJohnson.com. You can, by Wednesday, you'll be able to click on today's date for that conference call once you've registered as a member, and it's free to do that for now. It's free to register as a member onto our website, and you can re-listen to this call again. And I highly recommend that you do that because it's amazing how much you miss when you're sitting there on the phone and you're like me. You got one kid in the shower, two kids watching a video, another kid on the computer. Are you with me? So go back and listen to these calls over and over again and let them be of service to you. But again, tonight it's about what do I do with a new person once I get them started. And so let's get busy. First of all, there's something that you need to realize. And that is that when I get a new person started in my business, this is the way I see it. I see them joining me as a partner in my business, and I see them as a friend that I need to get to know. Even if it was a total, complete stranger, let's say I met at a clothing store, met in an airport, an acquaintance at my job. I am not saying that they were already a friend. It could be somebody that I met that I now want to get to know, because we're going to build a business relationship with each other. And again, relationships is what is going to keep the glue to get together in your business. It's very important that you do this and that you bond with each other. I can't think of a better way, honestly, for you guys to bond together than at First Steps to Success, like the one that's going on in Reston. I'm not kidding you. That's how our group bonded together. In fact, I'm going to have somebody talk a little bit later on about that. Maybe. Okay, anyway, so I see this new person as a partner and a person that I really need to get to know, because I see this as a long-term deal. I don't see this as a fling. I don't see this as a fluke. I don't see this as something that's not going to last. I'm looking for a long-term relationship with somebody. And by the way, your new partner that you just brought into your business, this new distributor, whatever you want to call it, they bring four very valuable things into your business, and money is not one of them. Okay? Four very valuable things that they bring into your business, and money is not one of them. The first thing that they bring you is their time. That's the very first thing that they bring you in your business, is they bring you their time. And what do I mean by that? This is what I mean. Let's say that Betty Jean, who is on the call, and I know it was a precious woman that was in North Carolina. Betty Jean, let's say, has an extra 10 hours a week to work her business inside of her company. Okay, she's got 10 hours a week. Well, when Betty brings on a brand new distributor, and that distributor commits to 10 hours a week, That's 20 hours a week being worked in your business. If you've got 10 new distributors who've committed to working an extra 10 hours a week, that's 100 hours a week being worked in your new business venture. Okay, so what does that mean? Oh, it's getting a bunch of people to do a little bit. And let's say that Sarah, who Betty Jean brought into the business, can't work her 10 hours that week. Her mother got sick or something. So what if 90 hours a week are still being worked in your business, even when you just remove one? Let's remove two. 80 hours a week is still being worked in your business. My question to you is this. Last week we talked about duplication. That's what we duplicate in our network marketing opportunity, and that is time. Because look at this. You have 10 people each putting in 10 hours a week. Could you possibly put in 100 hours a week into your network marketing business? Absolutely not. I mean, come on, if you're anything like me, I'm busy. I have 5 children. I'm homeschooling one of them. I've got a high schooler and three young, very active boys. I have a husband. We have 4 companies. I mean, are you with me? We have hockey. We got piano lessons. We got singing lessons. We got plays that our kids are in. There's too much going on. Therefore, putting in 100 hours a week into our business is totally not humanly possible. However, we have thousands that are putting in 5 hours, 10 hours, some of them 20 and 40 hours a week, which then creates an income because they're putting in hours to get sales and to create a future for themselves, okay? So the first thing they bring you is their time. The second thing is they bring you their goals. Again, I said goals. You learn how and what motivates them, okay? That's what they bring you. You need to find out what their goals are and what motivates them and take notes on that. The third thing they bring you is their story. Because if they're getting started on your product, they're going to bring to your network marketing opportunity a testimonial about that product or about that service, okay? And let me tell you something. Write this down in big, bold print. Stories are gold. And I am not kidding you. Stories are gold. Your story is like gold in network marketing, okay? Their story is precious, the most purified gold in your network marketing opportunity, because it's one thing for you to be able to tell your personal story. Huh, but it is a whole nother thing. Okay, let's make this, because I like jewelry. Your story is kind of like 14-karat gold in this business. However, when you have a new distributor or customer who has a story, that's like 22-karat gold. Have you ever seen 22-karat gold? It is gorgeous. Indians, use that kind of gold a lot. I mean, it is that absolute gorgeous color gold, almost got a red hint to it. Okay, so your new distributor brings you a story, okay? And that, again, is precious gold in your business, okay? And it is your job, and write this down, your job from this day forward is to collect friends and stories. From the friends and stories, you will collect thousands of dollars. Okay, so your job is to either go out and create new stories. If you've been to First Step Seminar, you've heard this already. And that is that when I first got started in the nutrition industry, and it was weight loss when I first got started because I was heavy and that's how I got in. But anyway, I was looking for 40 new weight loss testimonials that I would create in my business because I knew if I saw the person as a future weight loss story, then I wouldn't have dollar signs in my eyes. And they would not feel that all I wanted was their money. They would feel that I wanted to see them through and have them hit their goals, and that was to lose weight. So, again, that's what this new distributor is for you. They are a potential story in your business. They will definitely have some kind of a product or service testimonial, which is gold. And then, eventually, once they get their business going, they're going to have a business testimony. And, by the way, you got to make sure that they see success immediately. I'm talking within their first week. You want them to have some kind of financial success in their business. Even if it was that they just sold something. You know, they sold one bottle of whatever it is that you're selling or one service on the internet or one legal service. I don't care what it is. But they got to have some kind of success within the first 7 days that they're involved in your business. Otherwise, their excitement level is going to lower dramatically. The fourth thing that they bring you is their contacts, which are like diamonds in your business. They have contacts. They know people that you don't know. And that actually is absolutely priceless. They bring you the context. So the first thing was time. Two is their goals. Three is their story. Four is their context. And again, the most valuable of the four things that they bring you is their context. And your whole job is to get to your people's context. Get to your new business partner's context, or get to your new distributor's context, or get to your new customer's context. I can't tell you how important this is. They all know 200 people that you do not know. You know, there was a very well-known network marketing millionaire many, many years ago that would make his new distributor sit down and fill out a list of 2,000 names in order for him to work with them. And they sit there and whine and cry. He says, you know what, whine and cry, and I can't work with you. That's how it was. And the reason why is he was looking for those who were hungry. He would tell them to pull out a telephone book to jog their memory of people that they knew. He would tell them to go through the white pages and check out every last name. Oh, yeah, I know it, Jones. I know Sarah Jones. And they would make a list of 2,000 names of people that they knew. And so it's proven, if you're at the, by the age of 25, you know 2,000 people on the planet. Because most of us try to sit down, we have a big black hole called the brain, and we cannot seem to draw those names out. You need memory joggers to help you do that. Okay, so anyway, your contacts. Your distributor, your new distributor that you just got started, or your new customer, they bring you contacts. And that is absolutely priceless. Oh my gosh. Companies try to figure out ways, I mean they spend thousands of dollars trying to figure out ways to get to the people that you personally know. And I've got a tried and proven system here to get to the people that your new distributor knows, okay? So this is what I do. When I first get the person started, and then let's say that I got them started on a conference call, it doesn't matter whether I did a home presentation, I did a one-on-one presentation in a restaurant, I did a one-on-one presentation over the phone, I three-wayed them into a conference call, they went to a website, doesn't matter how I got them started. But the night that I get them started, I'm on the phone with them, and this is what I tell them. And this is very important, write this down. I would sit there and say, you know what, Jay? I'm going to use Jay Olson out in California because this guy's blessed me so much, and I just keep praying that God really blesses him financially. I would say, Jay, let me tell you something. And this is, again, after I closed them, all right? I've gotten their application, and if you want to learn how to close, go to my website in the members area, scroll all the way down in the members area, scroll all the way down to the very bottom, and you'll see a conference call that I did with a guy by the name of Todd Falcone. That was a conference call on closing, and it was a very, very good conference call. So you want to learn how to close, you can listen to that. Or if you want to learn the whole business all in one big shebang, you need to be in Reston, Virginia. And I don't care if you don't have the money, you still need to be there. Okay, so Jay, this is what I would say to Jay. Jay, I am looking for a long-term relationship, not a quick fling. And I need to know how serious you are about this new business venture. And I also need to know why. So tomorrow we need to talk on the phone about a few things. And one of the most important things that you and I are going to talk about is your goals. So Jay, tonight before you go to bed, I need you to make me a list of goals. I need a list of wishes, dreams, wants, desires. I want to know what it is that's in Jay's life that he has got to accomplish before the day he dies. So Jay, I want you to write them all out. And what I want you to do is maybe just give me a laundry list, okay? And then as you're writing them down, if you can think, you know, I want this done in a year, or I want this done in 5 years, or I want this done in 10 years, go ahead and do that. But the most important thing is I need a laundry list of things that you hope for, that you desire, what your dreams are, and what your goals are. I need to know what those are right away, okay? And so tomorrow night at 7, if that works for you, or 8, you tell me, we are going to get on the phone, and we're going to spend some time going over your goals. And Jay, we are going to write out a plan. You're going to have a business plan. By the time I'm done with this first training with you on the phone, we are going to write out a business plan. And you're going to see how you actually can achieve those goals by the time we're all done, okay? And so Jay would say, okay, great. And here's the other thing. Let's say Jay can't meet me tomorrow night at 7. Then I'm not kidding you, do whatever it takes to make the call happen within 48 hours. Because this is when they're still excited. Here's the other thing. Before you send them off, before you get off the phone with them, you want to immunize your new distributor. What I mean by that is this. You tell them that to expect adversity, that they just stepped outside of the 98% box where 98% of the people are dead or dead broke at the age of 65. They just stepped out of the box where people have forgotten how to dream, forgotten how to think for themselves, and they just stepped into an abyss of success. They just stepped into this great place of, wow, I'm going to make a change in my life. And every time you step out into change, Jay, let me tell you something. You're going to have adversity. People are going to tell you that you're crazy or nuts or stupid. People are going to tell you, they're going to say to you, oh, gosh, I hope you didn't give him any money, did you, Jay? Don't expect your wife to 100% support what you just did, Jay. So I'm just telling you ahead of time that when you go home and you start sharing with all your excitement about what you just found, do not expect everyone to be for you. And at the same time, Jay, do not let it discourage you. Because anyone who's ever done anything great has all had adversity. And so you want to immunize your new person and let them know that they are not everyone is going to support them with their new deal. Here's the other thing. As I would tell Jay, I wouldn't go blabbing at the mouth all that much, and the only reason is this, because you got about 10% of an opportunity today, and you're going to go home and try to explain it all to somebody, and you're not going to be able to answer their questions properly. So, Jay, I want to help you with those first people that you get started in your business. I want to help you with them so that I can answer their questions. And while you're learning, I'll be doing it for you and helping you get yourself your first check. Okay? All right, so that's how that goes. But here's the next thing. I hang up with Jay and that's it. I immediately send out a thank you note just saying, thanks so much for your time. I would remind him of why he got started in the business with me. I will and by the way, if you've been to First Steps, you know that I've taught you how to build a rapport, how to build a relationship. So at this point, I know a lot about Jay. I know what drives him. I know why he's excited about the business. And I also know if he has kids or a wife. I know about where he lives, what he likes. And I would put in that thank you card those very personal things that he shared with me just to let him know that I actually listened and I care about him as a person, that he's not just a number in my business, okay? And this is very, very important. All right, so there you go. That's what I would say. Jay, I'm looking for a long-term relationship, not a quick fling. I need to know how serious you are about this new business venture, and I need to know why. Tomorrow, you and I are going to talk about your goals. So tonight, make me a list of goals that you're excited about. Make me a list of your dreams and your desires, because we're going to put together a plan so you can achieve those goals, okay? Now, Jay, if you fail, I fail. We're in this together. We both have the same goal, and that is for you to succeed. Because how well you succeed, I also succeed. That's a beautiful thing about network marketing. So I want to help you see your success, okay? All right, so here we go. Here's the next day. The next day I give Jay a call, and I say, hey, Jay, you know, I'm curious. I just want you to, you've talked a little bit about this, but I just want to know, why did you decide to get started in this network marketing opportunity? And I wouldn't say network marketing opportunity. I would say what company I was with. Why did you get started with XYZ? And he would tell me whatever the reason why he got started. Maybe he said, well, you know, I've been working most of my life. I spent 18 years in the grocery business, and I'm not anywhere near where I want to be. I don't like having a boss. I don't like the standard in which I'm living right now, and I want more out of life than where I'm at, okay? And I'll say, okay, well, what do you like most about the new business that you have? And let's say Jay says, you know, I really like the products, and I like the freedom of time. He would just give me a laundry list of things. And I'll say, now, did you think about this business opportunity last night before you went to bed? Did you dream about it? Did you think about it at all? And 9 out of 10 times, guess what the person's going to say? Yes, I did. They start dreaming again. You guys, do you have any idea what you just did for somebody? You woke them up. I mean, lights are on, but nobody's home. That's where 98% of the population is today. I don't care what the age is. I look in kids. I look in young adults' eyes and see lights are on and no one's home. I see a lack of vision in every age group across the board in America today. It's so sad to me. And so do you know what you did when you handed this person an opportunity and you helped them to decide to get started in the network marketing opportunity? Do you know what you did for them? You sent them home thinking about things that they're going to shop for. You sent them home thinking about getting out of debt. You sent them home thinking about a long-awaited vacation. You sent them home thinking about their life being different 1 year from now. You sent them home thinking about life was more than a 9-to-5 job and a Blockbuster video. You sent them home thinking that maybe, perhaps, they would be somebody someday. Do you know what you did for that guy? Oh, man. There's just nothing better, in my personal opinion, about what this business brings people. I'm starting to get emotional even thinking about that. I'm serious. Wait, when you really look at the reality of when you first got started in your business, and man, you and your wife or your husband, you just started going, oh my gosh, I wonder, ooh, and gosh, then we'll be able to do this. You know, all those things that were on hold for 20 years, all of a sudden have now started to resurface. Now, why do I send them home with homework for goals? Because I'm trying to stir a passion in them. I'm trying to wake them up, shake them up, and break off mediocrity off of them. I'm trying to have their ears pop, their eyes open, and for them to go, wow, whew, I'm thinking again. I'm dreaming again. I'm feeling again. Do you know that 98% of the population has become numb? Numb. They have forgotten what it feels like to dream. And so what you're giving this person the chance to do is to think in a bigger place, a better place, and you're starting to give them a chance to widen their horizon, okay? So just this first contact that you have with them, you really could be changing their life, just right there, right then, okay? And again, it's not about you, it's about them. Okay, so then we get talking, and here's what I say. Okay, well, let's get started. There's a few things that I need to show you that are important for your success, okay? Now, Jay, the first thing you need to do, okay, and everybody write this down right now. The first thing you want to tell them, and again, they just resold you on the opportunity. The first thing you need to tell them is I need to share with you. Let me use somebody else that's on this list. Okay, let's use Rich and Polly out of Oklahoma. Okay, I'm going to say Rich and Polly, it just got them started in the business. And I would say, Rich and Polly, and by the way, if the husband and wife have gotten started, they both need to be on the phone at all times, as much as possible. Communicate with both spouses at the same time, okay? Very important to do that. Otherwise, well, if you're married, you know why. Okay, so anyway, the product. So, Rich and Polly, I cannot stress to you how important it is for you to get started on that product, for you to be 100% completely sold on this service or product, whatever it is that you're selling. It is important for you to understand it just for yourself, not so you can answer people's questions, but so that you know what you're doing. So you know what you're, let's say you're using nutritionally, you know what you're putting in your body, or let's say it's like prepaid legal service, so that you know what it is that you really have. And so maybe your product requires you to read, or maybe it requires for you to swallow. I'm trying to think, is there any other product out there that would be any different? No? I mean, there's like metal stuff you can use, but at the same time, you would want to read up on those kinds of things. So I would tell Rich and Polly, it is so important for you not only to just get totally acquainted with your product, but I want you to become a believer in it, and that's going to happen by you reading up on it, you know, look through your manual, get online, or check out that information that I get you, and it's very important to do this. Now, Rich and Polly, I know you're serious about your business. You just told me that you needed a change in your life. You just told me that things have to be different 1 year from now. You just told me that you're sick and tired of being out of debt. And so what's important here is that how serious are you about those things? Because Rich and Polly, if you're dead serious about your life being different 1 year from now, then I need you to take that same dead seriousness and dive straight into this product line. Okay? So, again, the first thing you tell them to do is to really get sold on their product and that they must use them and use as much as they can afford to use. Literally. Use as much as they can afford to use. And so that's the first thing. And here's the other thing you want to tell them about their product. Is that they need to get their own personal testimony about it. It could be that they like the taste. That's a personal testimony. Or let's say that they have a magnet, like a Nikon. I know some Nikon people are on the call right now. You know, let's say that's your kind of a product. And you say, I really want you to understand the technology behind this and understand the story behind it. And then they would form their own testimony of that. They'd be saying, wow, I am amazed of all the technology in it. That's a testimony, okay? A testimony doesn't have to be you got cured of cancer. It doesn't have to be that your back pain is gone. It doesn't have to be that your legal service saved you tens of thousands of dollars. No. How you feel about the product or service is your personal testimony, okay? So that's it right there. And so you tell them, Rich and Polly, I want you guys to get a testimony on this. And so you need to dive into it. You know, just like you did in your college days, you dove right in to your into your book to learn all that you needed to learn to do what you wanted to do. Okay, here's the second thing we need to do, Rich and Polly. We need to get you on a standing order. Now, I'm almost positive, guys, that no matter what company you're with, they pretty much have a standing order, which means like an auto ship, an automatic shipment monthly or every 6 months or every 3 months or whatever, how it was said it works. And if this doesn't apply to you, forget about it. But anyway, so you want to tell them the importance of getting on an auto ship or a standing order, whatever you guys call it. So, and this is what I would say. Hey, Rich and Polly, let me tell you something about this business. This business is the business of duplication. So whatever you do, your new customer or distributor will follow in your footsteps. And so you want to make sure that the steps that you take are steps that you want to have duplicated. And so with that standing order, you want to make sure that you're on it and that you receive it, that you use it each and every month. We recommend that you get the highest one, obviously, because I don't know how your companies work, but I know in ours. The reason is because the most amount of benefits are given to you, or the shipping is free, or whatever, okay? So you want to tell them why they need to get on a standing order, and the reason is that when they talk to their new distributors or their new customers, it's very easy for them, from a very convicting place, to say, we are on a standing order every single month, or an auto ship every month, and we are happy that we have it taken out of our account so that we don't have to think about it, and our shipment shows up right when we need it. When we're about to run out of our other, the new one shows up. It's totally brainless, okay? Again, that's a testimony. Write this down. Facts tell, but stories sell. And so you want to do your training in story form, and that is a story form for you. I'm on an automatic ship. I love that it's taken out of my account automatically. It shows up without me thinking about it. Again, this is a testimony. And you want to tell them that you guys want to do this because you want to be able to tell everyone that you get started that this is the way to do it. You can't, because they will ask you, Rich and Polly, they will say, are you on an auto ship? And when you say no, then why in the world do they need to get on an auto ship? Here's another one. If your new distributor asks you, and they will ask you, do you use the product? And you say no, you lost them. I'm not kidding you. You absolutely lost them. Now you became a salesman instead of a business partner. Because if you're a business partner, you will actually utilize everything that your company has to offer you just as you are expecting them to do. So you make sure that you lead by example and that when they ask those questions, you got an answer, and the answer is, yes, I use those products, and yes, I am on an auto ship. Okay? Then here's the next thing you want to tell them. There's number three. If you want to tell them it's good to have a small inventory, and again, this is if it applies to your opportunity. We have so many different companies on the phone right now that I can't, you know, specialize it for you. But you want to tell them if this applies to you. You want to have a small little inventory, at least a week or two of product that you feel that you would be marketing. You know, that might be just a couple hundred dollars. It might be $300. It might be $700. I don't know where your price points are in your company, but I'm sure that your company has it set up. If it's a good, legitimate opportunity, they have it set up where it's an amount that people, it takes anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks to move. I mean, in our opportunity, we had $2,000 that was on average moved within 2 to 4 weeks, okay? So some people start off with an inventory like that. Other people start off with a $300 inventory. Some people have no inventory. But listen to what I will tell you, and this is what I would say to my new distributor, Rich and Polly. What I would say to them is this, that Rich and Polly, it makes it so much easier when you have product on hand to sell it. In fact, what we have found, and this is the truth, by the way, what we have found in our studies is that the people who have product on hand sell 2 times more amount of product twice as fast. Reality. I've had people get started in the business and have no inventory. And guess what? They sold nothing. Why? There was no risk. And then I've had people who started with a large amount of inventory. And those people, in fact, I had an 18-year-old kid start out with $2,000 worth of inventory many, many years ago and had it sold in one party that he had. One meeting that he had the whole $1,800 of that $2,000 was gone. They have a bunch of 20-year-olds at this party, okay? So give me a break. It's all about risk and worth. It's all about he needed to get his dad's credit card paid back, so he had to sell it. So if you don't take the risk, then you obviously don't have the motivation to make it work. And so I would say get a small inventory. It's important to have product on hand. I know that I have one guy, for example, that bought $300 worth of inventory. When he got it, he said, this stuff's got to be gone in 3 days. He put it in the back of his truck, and he made it be gone within 3 days, and he didn't drink it all. He made sure. And he was in a new area, did not know a lot of people. He was not outgoing and not a salesperson at all. And he took that stuff, put it in his truck, and went around to businesses that he had done business with in the past and said, hey, I'm doing a test market in the area. I've heard a lot of great stuff about this, but before I sink my teeth teeth in. I want to get your professional opinion. I really want you to let me know what you think about this stuff. And he sold half of the 300 the first day, and then sold a couple the next day, and sold the rest of it by the third day at 5 o'clock. The rest of it was gone because he made that commitment. And then out of that first 12, out of that 12 bottles in that case, 5 cases were sold just from reorders from 9 of the 12 people, okay? So the deal is this, is that when you have product on hand, you have to then go out and say, I got to get rid of this stuff. Because if you have product, you've got money, okay? And that's the reality. You have product, you got money. Find me a business that doesn't have their product on the shelf. Duh. Okay, here's the next thing I would tell Rich and Polly. Number 1, 2, 3, 4. List of names. Rich and Polly, you need to make me a list of names. You need to make a list of names of 200 people, and this list needs to be completed within the next 48 hours. And I'm not asking for a list of people that you think will do this business. I'm not asking for a list of people that you think want to do this business. I'm not asking for a list of people that you think want or are interested in our product. I'm not asking for a list of people that are qualified to do this business. I am simply asking you to compile a database of names of people that you know, people you've met across the world, people that you know as acquaintances, college buddies, church friends, softball buddies, you name it. I want you to just make a laundry list of people, pull out the yellow pages, and just start going through there. Oh, I know attorneys. Write down the attorney's name. Doctor, I know a doctor. Give me a break. I mean, we've got Sharon, who's an MD, somewhere out in the Midwest. I can't remember exactly. She was in North Carolina. She's a doctor in network marketing. Hello. I got another doctor out in Oklahoma. I can't even list all the doctors. Actually, they're even on this call right now that are in network marketing. Attorneys that are in network marketing. CEOs that are in network marketing. CFOs that are in network marketing. So don't prejudge anybody. Cocktail waitresses. Hello. That was me, broke cocktail waitress who's homeless. I want you to make a list of every single person that you've met in your entire life that you can remember and write down their list of names. On your list of names, what I want you to do, Rich and Polly, is this. I want you to write down what their profession is, and I want you to write down what your personal relationship is with them. So like your mother, your cousin, coworker, are you with me? Give me as much information as possible, and I need this list of 200 names as soon as possible. Then on this list, I want you to put a star, Rich and Polly. I want you to put a star next to the one that, let's say you, as you are, you're starting a company right now, and you have contracted in a contract manufacturer. You've contracted in a company that takes care of all the shipping, handling, warehousing. You've contracted in a company that takes care of the payroll, accounts payable, and receivable. So you just started a company, and you are compiling a marketing and sales force. I want you to think of three people right now that you know that would be the first three people that you would personally want to hire in your new company. That's who I want you to think about. Okay? And so that's what I tell them to do on the list of names. Okay, then let's go to number 5. Number 5 is that I want some goals. Tell me what your goals are, okay? And so Rich and Polly, as I told you last night, I needed a list of goals. I want you to go ahead and tell me what they are. And so then they would give me a laundry list of goals that they have. And I would ask them to elaborate on those goals. Then I would ask them, okay, when would you like to have the money to send your daughter to college? And, you know, then they would give me a timeline, okay? And by the way, you're taking notes on everything that they're saying, okay? So you would find out what those goals are. And let's say that Rich and Polly, you know, don't get to vacation enough. And this is hypothetical, even though there is a Rich and Polly on the call. Okay, let's say that hypothetically they want to travel more. Let's say they want to get out of debt. Let's say they're tired of working really hard. I would write these things down, and I would say, okay, I need to know, Rich and Polly, what your commitment level is. You see, there's all kinds of distributors that exist in network marketing. And if you were on the call last week, you remember what those were. Okay? So I would say, you know, there's all kinds of distributors that exist. There are those kinds of distributors in this business that, you know, they get started just for the product. They get started just to use the product. They want a wholesale discount on those products. And that's the only reason why they're in. The second type person is a social type of distributor. They want to be a part of something great and make a little extra money here and there. If you're a third type person, you have something specific you want. So just like, you know, you two just told me that you need to raise some money, make some money to send your daughter to college, okay? How much money exactly do you need to send your daughter to college? And let's say they say, $75,000. Okay, great. Well, that's a hefty goal. So let's say they want to go on a vacation to Hawaii. well, this looks like you have something specific that you want, and this is what I call a seasonal distributor. You could either be that distributor who gets in, puts your head down, focuses, makes things happen so that you can make that $75,000 and then we don't see you again. And then when you have another goal, you come back into the business and you put your head down and you make an extra $40,000 or $20,000 or whatever. Then their fourth type of distributor is someone who just wants to add a little extra money to your family income. Okay, and that's fine. That person wants to make an extra $200, $300, $400, $500, maybe $1,000 a month. Or their fifth type of distributor is someone who wants to become financially independent. They want to go all the way. They want to make a tremendous amount of money. They want to make a six-figure income. They want to phase their job out and phase network marketing in. You know, I just talked to a guy who was a millionaire, multimillionaire in Las Vegas, who was a real estate broker, who got started network marketing 2 years ago, walked away from making $500,000 a year in real estate as a broker. Why? Time freedom. Sick and tired of the rat race of network marketing. Of real estate. Tired of it. Tired of the long hours. Tired of the high overhead. Tired of the employees. And he got started network marketing and is already at a six-figure income. He's only been in for 2 years. Already at a six-figure income. Now, many of you would prejudge a real estate broker and say they're already very successful. Why in the world would they do your opportunity? Excuse me. You have to know what you're in. You're in a very viable and very popular business right now. You're in something where people can capitalize off the efforts of other people, capitalize off a company who took all the risk, okay, and earn a tremendous amount of income. And so, anyway, so I would say, you know, to my new couple that I just got started, what commitment level would you say you're in? Are you just in it to use the product wholesale? Are you in it just for the social environment, maybe to make a little bit of extra money here and there? Are you in it because you have a specific goal and you need to make some quick cash to achieve that goal? Are you in it just to add an extra $100, $500, $1,000 a month? Or are you in it to go all the way, to straight to financial independence, to achieve all of your goals and dreams? Okay, and then they would answer me. They would say, you know, well, I think I'm a combination of a few. We'd like to just add some extra income to our family, okay? And that's where most people wind up. There's very few that are going to say, I'm going to go all the way, okay? But most people are going to wind up, you know, I'll add additional income. There's some that might be a little zealous and say, oh, yeah, I'm going all the way. But the reality is what you see is what you get. Okay, so then here's the next thing I would tell them. After they gave me their commitment level and after I have their goals, this is my question to them. Because here's the sixth thing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Here's the seventh thing. Hey, seven's completion. Here's the seventh thing that I would say. I say, how serious are you about achieving the goal of coming up with $75,000 for your daughter to go to college? And I would say, we are really serious. And how serious are you about getting out of debt? We're dead serious. How serious are you about no longer putting off these long-awaited vacations? And they would tell you, we're dead serious. So let me ask you guys this, okay, you're all on the phone. How serious are you about making your financial goals come true? How serious are you about living the life that you know you and your family deserve? How serious are you about being sick and tired of going to the grocery store and looking at two cans of beans? One for 39 cents, one for 49 cents. And you can't decide which one to get. Because the one that's more expensive, you like the flavor better, but it's 10 cents more. How sick and tired are you of being bound by your bills? How sick and tired are you of not having the life that you want, that you need, that you deserve? And this would be what I would say to my new distributors. I would say that if you're that serious, then what I need to tell you, what I'm about to tell you, is going to make or break your business. You right now get online while you're on the phone with me and go to DaniJohnson.com. It's DaniJohnson.com. And you need to register as a member right now, and you need to register right now for the training seminar going on November 8th and 9th in Reston, Virginia. And here's why. Rich, how long did it take you to become a professional in your current profession? And he would tell me. Then don't expect network marketing to be any different. However, there is a shortcut. And so for me to go on your job tomorrow, do you think that with I have no experience at all in your job, could I do your job as good as you tomorrow? And he would say, no way. Exactly. In fact, I might get you fired, wouldn't I? And he would say, absolutely. Well, don't expect for you to walk into network marketing. It's a completely different field, a whole new business, a whole new multi-billion dollar industry, and expect for you to figure it out overnight. So my question to you is this. Do you want to have to invest the time and money and years that you had to invest in your current profession into network marketing? Or would you want to know if there was a shortcut? He's going to say, I want the shortcut. Great. It's going to cost you time and money. However, it's going to take years off of your learning curve in this business. It will take years off. It's an investment into you that you will profit from the Monday after the seminar. You will make more profits once you get out of that training seminar. You'll make more profits with your family. You'll profit more with your family. I'm not talking dollars. You'll profit more with your family. You'll profit more in your job. And you'll profit more in your network marketing business. So go right now to DannyJohnson.com and get yourself registered for the November 8th and 9th training seminar. You have to go. You can't afford not to. And there is not another one scheduled. It could be a year before she does another open training event. This is our only chance together to go learn this as a partnership on how to build this business quickly and the most efficiently. So get on that. Okay, and also, Rich, pull out your calendar. And on your calendar, I need you to write down every Monday night at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 10 o'clock Eastern, you have an appointment on the phone. There is a conference call that is absolutely essential for your success. You need to do whatever it takes to learn from the millionaires that are in this industry, and this is a free call. So get on this call. The other thing is that see over here on this website, order the tapes right now. And you need to start listening to them wherever you go. By the way, guys, write this down. Jim Rohn said this. That if you are in sales and marketing and you are listening to music on your way to work, you're going to have skinny kids. Did you hear me? If you are in sales, which you are, and you are driving in your car and there is not a tape like the Carlsbad tape, of that training seminar was done, the one-day training in Carlsbad, and you're not listening to tapes like the tapes that your company provides for you to learn your business or the tapes that we provide for you online and they're dirt cheap, if you are in this business and you're not listening to tapes wherever you go that are helping you to keep focus, helping you to attain your goals, helping you to enhance your skills, you're going to have skinny kids and your future is real bleak, okay? So this is what I would tell my new person. Get registered now. There's no excuse. In fact, not only are you going, but we have to find 5 or 10 people to go with you, Rich. You cannot go to the seminar alone. You will come out of that seminar profiting immediately if you have people with you, because your people's commitment level will rise sky high. So, Rich, we need to focus right now on putting together a presentation so we can get some people to go to that training seminar with you, and I promise you, you're going to wind up with profits your very first month. It's totally guaranteed. It will happen for you. Okay, so that's the seventh thing I would tell them. I would have them on the phone with me if they have internet service available outside of their own home phone, which a lot of people do, and have them register right then and there. Register right now. Do this right now for the, register right now for the seminar. Buy the tapes right now, and that's what I would tell them. Why? You guys have to realize this. It's about them succeeding. And unless they get a commitment jolt out of me or your upline or whatever, I promise you they're not going to go far. Okay? Now, I just gave you the list of things to get their brains thinking forward and get them focused on making their business happen for them. What you need to do is now give them food to survive on until that seminar comes about, and give them food to survive on after that seminar, and that'll be the conference calls and the tapes. Okay, here's the last thing that you're going to do. Actually, two more things. One is you're going to book a presentation with them, whether it's an in-home presentation, a three-way presentation, or a conference call. And so what you're going to do is you're going to book that within 48 hours. You have got to talk to someone that they know. And this is what I was going to say. Listen, what time is your lunch break tomorrow? They say noon. Great. I want you to put me on the phone with a coworker of yours. The three of us are going to talk at the same time. You be quiet and listen. You take notes and let me show you how to present the opportunity. And this is the way I do it. I do it three times for them. The first time, I do all of it, whether it's an in-home presentation, a three-way call, or a conference call. I do the whole thing for them the first time. The second time, they're going to do the front half, which would be the company and the products. I do the back half, which is the compensation plan and the training, first steps to success training part. Then on the third one, I'm going to let them do the whole thing, and I'm there to support and give them my testimony. And then, boom, they're off and running on their own. And that's how I'm going to tell them to do it. So together we're going to get you good at it, and that's how that's going to work. Then I tell them, I teach them how to invite their prospects, go to my archives of conference calls, and find how to recruit. Then I would immunize again. I will remind them that people will try to steal their goals from them. People will try to discourage you. That's why it's so important for you to be on every Monday night call. It's important for us to hit this hard and make you some money right away. And so I would tell them this, Rich and Paula, or Polly, my goal is to have profits in your pocket within the first week. Now, it's going to be you and I making this happen together. You have to carry your half. I'll carry mine. Together, we're going to get you a paycheck. Together, we're going to get you five people to that First Steps training seminar in Reston, Virginia. Together, we're going to get four or five people on the next conference call Monday night, which, by the way, next Monday, be checking your emails from us. Next Monday, I'm on a live radio interview on a radio show, a brand new radio show that was started for network marketers, and it's called networking.com. networkingradio.com is interviewing me, and they're letting me do a training live on the air, and all of you are going to be on this live interview. And so we're going to patch them both in together next Monday night at 7:00 Pacific Standard Time. So get in early, 5 minutes before, to make sure that the lines aren't so jammed, because we're sending this out to lots of different people. And so next Monday night, it's a live radio show. I'll be training on recruiting that day. And so and they'll be interviewing me, and I'll be interacting with them as well as you guys on the conference call next Monday night. I'm going to unmute the lines here real quick, and I want all of you guys to do the same. Okay, are you guys all there?
Yep.
Okay, good. I hear that. Yep. Okay, anyway, listen, guys, I cannot tell you how grateful I am for your support. I can't tell you how grateful that I am for all your emails that keep coming in. Every single Monday I get inundated with emails, and I can't tell you how much it means to me. Please continue to do that. Please continue to let us know what you like about these calls. Any suggestions that you have, that you other calls that you would like to see me train on, I'm more than happy to do that. But please jam out the call with you and all your distributors next Monday. It's a networking radio show that we will be training on. It's a one-hour show, and that 1 hour will be dedicated to training you guys and the rest of the people that will be listening throughout the world on this radio show. That can also be listened to live online. And then the following week, this is what we're going to do the following week. It's going to be a live Q&A. The entire call is going to be all question and answer. So start writing down your questions, and on that call, the whole hour will be dedicated to specific questions that you guys have about how you can succeed in your network marketing opportunity. Other than that, this call is over. I just want to say God bless you. Have an awesome week, and please go make what I just taught happen right now. God bless you guys. Have a profitable week, and I'll see you in Reston, Virginia on the November 8th and 9th. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.